Proverbs 14, verses 1 through 18. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Oh, the ways of the Lord truly are knowledge, righteousness, and judgment. Those who know him and walk in him live and dwell in these things. How do you know if a woman fears the Lord and has wisdom? Does she build her house in righteousness one day at a time? Or does she slowly pluck it down and destroy it with her hands? How do you know if a man fears the Lord and loves God? Watch how he lives and behaves. Does he walk uprightly in all he does? Or is he perverse in his ways? Why do some people seem to refuse wisdom and instruction from the Word of God? Why do they speak such foolishness so boldly, as if they are wise, and refuse to listen? It is because they have a rod of pride inside of them that they refuse to get rid of. Because in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. How can you know who is a faithful witness of Christ versus who is a false witness of Christ? Well, listen carefully to everything they say and mark their words if they try to prophesy. Because a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Not everyone who seeks wisdom and knowledge can find them. For scorners and sinners seek wisdom and cannot find it. The key is humility and getting understanding from the Lord and not leaning on our own understanding. Because knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Don't spend much time around fools. If you perceive a man does not speak with the lips of knowledge, that's God's knowledge, then go from his presence, for foolishness is a snare that leads to deceit, sin, and death. For the folly of fools is deceit, and fools make a mock at sin. And there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. No, let us learn the ways of wisdom, righteousness, and judgment. Let us become wise and prudent, so that we might have understanding and the knowledge of God, and that we might not remain simple and clueless. For the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. And among the righteous there is favor. Because the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. And while the simple inherit folly, the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Let us fear the Lord, depart from evil, and grow steadily in him. For a wise man feareth and departeth from evil. For in the end, if we choose him and his ways, and build our lives steadily in him, then we shall be blessed and satisfied. But those who are foolish, rash, impetuous, and soon angry, shall come to nothing. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Let us not remain simple, for then we shall become fools. No, let us become wise and prudent, so that we may be crowned with knowledge. For the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Proverbs 14, verses 1 through 18.